Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
You're going to experience some death sometimes. See, sometimes... Can I tell you some troubled waters? When your spouse has passed away and all the bills now on you now, that's troubled waters. When you up there on Mary Street and they're about to send your son away to prison,
my God,
and you done all you can, that's troubled waters. When you sickness and the doctor said, I done all I can do, there's nothing else I can do, you can just go... Church, that's troubled waters. When you got sickness in your body and you seem like you just can't get well, that's troubled waters. When your finances are scarce and you just don't have the money, that's troubled waters. But the Bible say, be of good cheer. It is I. That means that the Lord will come in and help you. Now watch this. When Jesus lifted Peter up out of the water, the scriptures say they got into the boat with him. And then after that, they said that the disciples looked at Jesus and they became happy. And then the wind began to stir up again and Jesus just said, hush up. The disciples say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind obey him. You know what kind of man that is? That's the same man that helped us when the wind's blowing on us. That's the same man when you're sick and you can't get well that comes in and heal your body. That's the same man when the doctor done diagnosed you with cancer and then they rang the bell saying that you're in remission. That's the same God. That's the same God when your finances messed up and you can't pay your bill and you got to foreclose your bill on your door. He said that's the same God. That'll help you walk over troubled waters. That's the same God that when you're going through a divorce and your husband and your wife say they don't love you no more, that's troubled waters. But God is still in the mix, church. He's still on the throne of grace. He is still helping us each and every day. And that's some satisfaction and that's some praise that we should be able to give him while we are yet still alive. Watch this. Then when the ship had got settled and it became to be glad, then God seeing him that he said, look, glorify me. He said, it's not by me, it's by my Father. As I go to my seat, I want to tell you about this is a true story. There was a ship captain in the British Royal Navy in the early 1700s. His name was John Newton. And John Newton was a very skilled mariner. He was able to look at the stars and be able to direct the ship to get to Americas and sail through the Mediterranean. He had got involved in the slave trade ship. And on this particular day, he was on the west coast of Africa. And in the ship, there was a lot of slaves that was shackled up in the bottom of the ship. Man, woman, child that was shackled up in the ship. And he set sail to America's that bright morning. And the author said that when he got in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, a fierce wind and a hurricane-type storm came, and the boat began to be rocked back and forth and back. And he told his sailors, stand astern, that means raise up the sail. The British flag was being tattered, and the sail began to be torn. But down in the ship, it was a chant going on. And then the sailors asked Tom Newton, Captain Newton, he said, the slaves are making a unfamiliar noise down there. Don't they see that we're in a storm? And as the storm got rough, they said that the chant began to get louder and louder. And Captain Newton said, batten down the hatches on them. I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to direct this ship and trying to get us out of troubled waters. They said that batten down the hand, they put a padlock on it. But as the ship began to turn and toss and turn, they said that they could hear the slaves down in the bottom of the ship begin to chant even louder. And then all of a sudden, they said that Captain Newton looked up. He said, I don't think we're going to make it. But he had the sister know, said, Lord, you help me. And Arthur said, at that particular moment, the hatch began to blow open. It was a spirit-like present that came up under the slave ship. And then he looked around and he seen that the sky had gotten clear and the sky was blue now. And he looked down in the bottom of the ship and they were still there and they were still chanting. Church, I don't know about you, but I think they were praising the Lord. They was calling upon a holy master. They not only saved them, they also saved the person that tried to enslave them. But watch this. After Captain Newton had saved the ship, he said, Lord, he said, let me write to my family, let them know that I'm okay. And Arthur said that he went on the bow of the ship. And when he went on the bow of the ship, he said he wrote these words, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretched like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. But it was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my heart will relieve. Through many danger, toils, and snares, the Lord has helped me to make it. The doors of the church is open. As the deacon comes with the chairs, somebody here today done walked on troubled waters. You walking on troubled waters right now. Seem like you just can't make your way. But I want you to do like God told Peter. He said, come. This is your time and this is your hour. To give to the Lord that may be on your heart. See, I wouldn't let this moment and this situation pass me by right now. Because we all want to be on that faithful day, be in heaven, rejoicing, and let the spirit and our hearts and the burdens of our heart be free. Is it about baptism? Or it could be by letter. Or it could be by a Christian experience. Will you please come?
Jehovah is
just need prayer this morning. God bless you. God keep you. I thank you for your support. Let us now prepare for the Lord's Supper.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting.